Yisrodim Chafei on the base, about 14 lines from the bottom. Bamer of Abba Bazavda Omerav. Chosen Vashushvinin. You have a Chosen, Vashushvinin are the groomsmen. Chol B'nei HaChuppa, and everybody who's from the invited to the Chuppa. Turman HaSukkah, the potter from the Sukkah, Kol Shiva for the whole Shavu Brachos. My timer, what's the reason? Meshum de boy le mechtei. They have to rejoice together with the chosen. So Isaac be mitzvah, potum in a mitzvah. And therefore, they being Isaac in a mitzvah, be mitzvah, chosen the kala. So they don't have to do the mitzvah of sukkah, or, because he's mitzvah. Because they won't be able to mitzvah with the chosen. Fek de mar velech le besukkah. Velech de besukkah. Why can't they eat in the sukkah? And be mitzvah to chosen. In the sukkah, because the whole patur of Isaac and Mitzvah, potum and Mitzvah is only when you can't do both. Here you could do both. So the Gemara says, Ein Simcha Ela B'chuppa. The Simcha is only B'chuppa. What does it mean B'chuppa? So if you look in Tosfos, just before it gets wide, Tosfos says, Ein Simcha Ela B'chuppa. Mashma B'kan, Dim Yotza Chosun M'chuposoi, the Chosun leaves the Chuppa, the place where he got married. Afilu kalos, even if he has a kala with him, v'hoch and lecha v'bay zacha, and they go to eat elsewhere, the aim of orchin, shasimcha v'ma'aynoi. Simcha v'ma'aynoi means in his place, because he's not in his place, he's elsewhere. And v'loi brichas v'san, you don't make a brichas v'san, which is shever brachas, kiven de ein simcha ala b'chuppa. That's what we're saying now, ein simcha ala b'chuppa. Right? So, chos and kala invite to somewhere else for shever brachas, not where they got married. There's no Shavu Brachos. That's what Tosis says. Whatever Tosis says, later on he says that sometimes you have a lot of guests, you can't get married in the Chosan HaKalas flat. It's too small. Because they even get married, you make it. So therefore, so Tosis says that the Iki Yeshivas Chosan HaKalas the main place where they're staying, that's called the chuppah. Not exactly where they actually had the chuppah, but anywhere where they're living, where they're dwelling, that's called the mokum chuppah. And over there, you make brichas hasan of kol shiva. So that was the minhag in those days. You only made shavu brachos if you eat it with the chosan and kala where they were living. Yeah, well, not like nowadays, you know, you make a shavu brachos here, shavu brachos there. You travel up and down the country to make a shavu brachos. So the Gemara has a kasha of lechli b'sukkah liyachde b'chuppah. Why can't they first eat in the sukkah and then afterwards go and be mesameach the chosan in his flat? So Gemara says ein simcha el b'mokim suda. The simcha is b'mokim suda. So Gemara says okay, if that's the case, if he knows that he's going to have the shavu brachos throughout sukkahs, v'la'av the chuppah b'sukkah, have the chuppah inside the sukkah, and then chosan kala will stay in the sukkah. That would be the mokim chuppah. That's where they live for 7 days. And you mean Sameach, Chosan Kala, you have Shavu Brachos in the Chuppah, in the Sukkah. So by Amma Mashum Yichud. The problem of Yichud, in those days, they used to make the Sukkahs on the roof. Right? And the roof wasn't the place where a lot of people used to come and go. So Chosan Kala are there. The Chosan might have somebody coming to Sameach, the Chosan Kala. In the middle, the Chosan has to go be excused. He has to go to the bathroom. And then there's somebody there on top on the rooftop, just somebody, an individual, who came to Misamei Chosan HaKala with just the Kala. It's a problem of Yichud. So therefore, we're not going to go and say, eat in the Sukkah, and not going to go and say that you're going to have the Shavu Brachos in the Chuppah inside the Sukkah, because sometimes they come to a massive of Yichud. And to go and be mechayiv to build a sukkah elsewhere. We're not mechayiv a person that much. You build a sukkah wherever you normally build it. So that's why you cannot have the chuppah inside the sukkah. That's why Abaye says, Rav Amar, Mishum Tzar Chosun. It's a Tzar the Chosun because the chuppah generally has 3 walls, not 4. It's not fully enclosed. And he can't have the intimate time together with his kala when it's open. The whole wall's open and other people can see that he's sitting in a romantic way with the kala. What's the difference between the turrets of Abaye and the turrets of Rava? Says, It's a place, it's a busy rooftop. The Nafki Va'aili Lahosam, people are coming and going there the whole time. The Mandam Ramashim Yichud, there's a problem of Yichud Kala might be there, secluded on the rooftop with just another individual. Lekka, there's no problem of Yichud, because there's a place where the Shchichi Inshi, there's a lot of people there. The Mandam Ramashim Tzachosan, Ika, because he doesn't have any private time in a private area, and therefore, it's inappropriate, and he won't want to have the chup inside the sukkah. Amr Reb Zeira, right, four lines from the bottom of Chaf Hei Amr Beis. Amr Reb Zeira, I know ochli b'sukkah. When I got married, said Reb Zeira, I ate in the sukkah, and then v'chadu b'chupa, and then I went to my flat as a mesameach the kala over there. The koshken d'chadoi libi, I was very happy. My heart rejoiced. The kavdin and taita was able to do both mitzvahs. I was able to be mesameach my kala, and I was able to eat in the sukkah. So the fact that I was able to do both mitzvahs, it gave me even a greater joy. Ton Rabbanu, Choson, the Hashush Vinin, and the groomsmen, Chol Bnei Chuppah, the whole chevra that come to the chuppah, Turim and Atfila, the potter from Tfila. Why the potter from davening? Says Rashi, the boy Kavana. You need Kavana, and they're busy, the potter from Tfilin says Rashi, because you can't wear tefillin when you're drunk. Person goes to Chasen, a good bottle of wine there. There's drunkenness, this kalas reish. However, v'chayovim b'krishma, because although Mrs. Sichas Kavana, it's only the first pasuk, and to be mechavan enough for the first pasuk of krishma, even a person who's a shtikla shikah and is by Chasen and is lebedik and doesn't have the ish of adas. But for one pasuk of Krishma, that much he could manage. Right. Shum, Ibshila Amru, the name of Ibshila, they said. Chosun Potter, the Chosun is Potter from Krishma, because he's Torahed in the mitzvah. Vashushvnu, the Chobbinir Chobbin, Chayovim, they are Chayav, because he doesn't hold of Isaac, the mitzvah, Potter, and the mitzvah. Tanya learned Abu Chanina ben Akavia. Chanina ben Akavia said, Kosvei Sforim, those who write Sifrei Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzos, Hain, so they themselves, the Sforim, who are writing Tefillin, Sifrei Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzos, the Tagrehim, and the merchants who are selling it. Right, and we're talking about people who are not making a profit, they're not doing it for Panosa, the Pasha doing it, the Shem Shemaim, that people should be able to have Sifrei Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzos, the Tagrehim. Right, so you have the wholesalers and the retailers. Right, so the tagre means already the retailers who are selling it on, salesmen. And again, they're all doing it the Shem Shemayim. There's no panosa over here. Chola iskim b'melechas shemayim. That's the definition of melechas shemayim. He's not doing it for his own back pocket. He's doing it melechas shemayim. La asuye. So what's everyone? Chola iskim b'melechas shemayim. La asuye. It's coming to include meicher tchelis. Those who are selling tchelis for tzitzis. And the chiddush over here is that your yaitza tzitzis even without chelis. Yet it's still considered epis a mitzvah, right? Therefore, all these people, Peturim and Krishma, the potter from Krishma and Atfila, Umin Atfilin, the potter from all these mitzvahs, Umi kol mitzvahs amurs b'teira, and all mitzvahs which are mentioned in the Torah. Now, kol mitzvahs amurs b'teira includes Krishma, Atfila, and Tfilin. So look at the second thesis. Thesis says, May de itzich le mechashev hani, why do you have to mention Krishma, Tfilin, when you're already saying that the potter mekol mitzvahs from Mitzvah Torah, says Tosis, Agav de Chashvinu b'Braisa Kamaisa. The previous Braisa mentions Tfilin, and Krishma, so therefore this Braisa also does. But if he wants to say the potter mekol mitzvahs from Mitzvah Torah, there's really no need to come and specify Krishma, davening, and Tfilin. Okay, Lekayim, all this Braisa is really fulfilling the words, Divrei Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, Shahayar Biasagli Aima Isaac Ba Mitzvah Potamara Mitzvah. And here they're being Isaac in the mitzvah of writing and making available that people could have Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. So it's Isaac Ba Mitzvah Yipata Min Ha Mitzvah. Yeah, and of course it's talking about that he cannot do both. That if he could do both, he can quickly put on the Tefillin and then go and sell Tefillin and get it out to people. It's okay, we're talking about that he cannot fulfill both mitzvahs. Ton Rabbonu. Hoche drachem bayom. If somebody is traveling by day, then Peter men a sukkah by yom, the potter from sukkah by day. Rashi says, fourth line down, Peter men a sukkah by yom, because it says, B'sukkah steshu shivas yomim, and teshu ke'ein yeshivas bebeisai. Right? When you live in the sukkah the same way you live at home. When you're living at home and you need to travel, you travel. Sometimes you even take a whole day traveling. So too, during sukkahs, although there's a mitzvah to stay in the sukkah, the mitzvah is to dwell in the sukkah the way you dwell at home. If I'm living in my house, I'll travel the whole day. I won't eat lunch at home. So too, you're traveling by day during the Chol HaMoed. Yes, you won't have lunch at home. You'll have it wherever you go. You potter from a sukkah. But Balayla, the Chayovim Balayla. By night you sleep in a bed. So by night you sleep in a sukkah. Hochadrochim Balayla, those who are traveling by night, overnight trip. Return on a sukkah Balayla, the Takapotam Sukkah Balayla, because they're traveling. They're resting by day. The Chayovim Balayla, by day they would rest in the house and bed. So by day they need to go into the sukkah and rest. Hochadrochim Balayla, Mul Balayla, it's a long journey, traveling by night and day. Return on a sukkah Ben Bayoim, Ben Balayla, the Takapotam on a sukkah by night and by day. Hochon the Dvar Mitzvah, somebody's going for the Dvar Mitzvah, Peturim, Bein Biyom, and Bein Belayla, the Potter, by day and night, says Rashi. Afapi, Shein Hochon El Biyom, they're only traveling by day. So if they're only traveling by day, why are they Potter by night? So Rashi says, because they're treating, they're busy, and they're worried about the Machshava of the Mitzvah, and to do it properly. So even by night, they're very preoccupied with the mitzvah, what they're traveling for, and what they're doing, so they're potter by night as well. It says Mo Araya, Ki Hodrav Chizda V'Rabba Baravuna, Ki Hava Aili B'Shabbata D'Rigla, when it came to the Shabbos of Regal, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, they went to the Bay Resh Galusa, so they traveled to the base, to the Resh Galusa, the Nosi, the person in charge, who was like the Av Bezdin, who was giving Shiurim. So they're going to listen to the drasha. Avagoni, Ariksa the Surah. Avagoni means they would sleep. Ariksa the Surah on the river banks by Surah. Amri, and they said, why didn't they go search for a sukkah? Why did they just sleep out on the river bank? They said, Anan shluchim mitzvah, Anan upetum, was shluchim mitzvah, and what potter. What shluchim mitzvah were they doing? So Rashi says, two mitzvahs. Number one, Shabonu lishmaya drasha. We came to hear the drasha. So going to hear a drasha is a mitzvah. Well, the hakbo panei resh gulusa. So there's a mitzvah of being makabo panei rabbi beregel. So they're going to the resh gulusa to makabo panei rabbi beregel. So therefore they were potter from a sukkah even by night. Right? When they weren't traveling, they're just resting, they were potter. So it's takaraya that hoch nadvar mitzvah is peturim bein biyom or bein belayla. They were traveling, what are they going to do, and you know, provisions for the next day. The minds were preoccupied with the traveling. Those who are guarding the city by day during Sukkot, Peturman a Sukkot by Yom, the Potma Sukkot by Yom, the Chayom Velayla. Shomrei Velayla, those who are guarding the city by night. Peturim on a sukkah b'layla, the potum sukkah b'layla, the chayom v'yom, the chayiv by day. Shomer ben v'yom ben v'layla, those who go into the city by night and day. Peturim on a sukkah ben v'yom ben v'layla, the potum by night and by day. Shomer ginois upadesim, those who are guarding the ginois are gardens upadesim and orchards. Right, Rashi says, ein zozen misham. Right? So if you're guarding by day, you're on the day shift. If you're guarding by night, you're on the night shift. Yeah, guarding the orchards and the gardens where things are growing, that's 24/7. Right? So therefore, Baturim Ben Biyam and Ben Belayla. So where's the kasha? V'lav de sukkah osom. V'leisu. Okay, they're there by night and by day. They're busy guarding the orchards. Yeah, you're busy guarding the orchards. So build a sukkah there. Build a sukkah in the orchards. And you have the guard on the premises. So by Amar Teshu came to do. The whole mitzvah sukkah is came to do. Came to do means you're going to build a sukkah, and the sukkah is going to be nice. You're going to have the beds there. You're going to have all your utensils. You have your tables and chairs, whatever you need to schlep everything from your house all the way to where the orchards are. The orchards generally were on the outskirts of the town. Right? That's why you needed a guard there. It wasn't in town.
It's on the outskirts of the town. And it wouldn't be possible and feasible to go and schlep everything there. And therefore, you're not what, just in a bare sukkah, you're not mechuyev. It's not the mitzvah of teshuvah and tiduru. So therefore, you're potter because of the toyach. It's potter from sukkah. It's one teret, that's a baya. Rav Amar, pitzu koyer leganef. If you have a breach in a wall, that invites the ganef. It's a mushal. He's using like a saying. A hole in the wall invites the ganef. So it's over here. You build a sukkah. Right, and then he can't see only outside the door of the sukkah, but that's it. He's enclosed by three walls. I'll give you a marshal. Downstairs you have a guard sitting in a hut. Yeah, he's totally clueless of what's going on. Right, because he's sitting in a hut. Take away the hut and give him a chair. He'll actually notice if somebody's coming in.
Not convinced.
Yeah, so here as well, putting him in a sukkah, yeah, and he's surrounded by walls. Of the sukkah, he's not going to be guarding the paddas, right? So it's a useless having a guard there where he's inside the sukkah. So the Mara says, "My binayu, what's the difference between Abaya's teretz of teshu came to do and Rava's teretz of pirtz of kari leganef?" Mara says, "Iki binayu, the kamante kariu de peri. If all he's watching is a pile of fruits, there's one silo right in front of him, so you can have the door of the sukkah facing that silo. So he's watching it, because all he has to do is watch that one area. If he has to watch the whole paradise, that he won't be able to visit a sukkah. But he only has to watch one pile of fruit in front of him, so the door, the sukkah, is facing that pile of fruit. So you can build the sukkah, it's there day and night. But if he's teshu came to do, that's already too far to schlep everything from his house all the way to the sukkah, so then he'll be potter. Okay. So the Gemara continues with other people who are potter from the sukkah. Cholim, someone who's ill, or Misham Shemayim, and those who are tending the ill person is also potter from the sukkah. So Tana Rabbanan. Chola she'amru. This that we say, that a chol is potter from the sukkah, lo chola she'esh bo sakana. We're not only talking about a chol that has a sakana, that is potter from the sukkah, his life's in danger, so he's potter from the sukkah, he's in the emergency rooms. Of course, he's part of an asuka. Ela filu choylo she'em bay sakana. Even a choylo she'em bay sakana is part of min hasuka. A filu chosh be'enov. Even if his eye hurts, a bit of irritation in the eye, he's part of min hasuka. It says Tosfos, a filu chosh be'enov. So Tosfos says afal pi she'em bay sakana s'ayin. There's no sakonas ayin. So poshut his eye hurts. There's no sakona. The sakonas eva ke sakonas nefashos. Now, the Hagos Vitzuyunim over here, my Gemara is a little Zion over there. He's in Zion, a Rishash. The Rishash says the word is supposed to be sakonas ayin, not the word sakonas eva. Sakonas ayin ke sakonas nefashos. If this taka sakonas his eyesight, that's already like sakonas nefashos. Afilu l'chalul olav as a Shabbos. Right? So we're not, so Tais is saying, chosh be'enam, when the Gemara says his eye hurts, if it's sakana, the ayin, then of course, it can even be mechal Shabbos. So we're talking about Pashat, his eye hurts a bit irritated, a bit dry, whatever the situation is, he's potter from the sukkah. Afilu chosh bereshi. Even chosh bereshi has a bit of a headache, he's also potter from the sukkah. Why? Because teshu came to do. If a person has a headache normally at home, what would you do? You'd go lay down. So here as well, he wants a quiet place. He has a headache. Teshu came to do. Go find a quiet place in the house and go lay down. Amr Shim Gamliel. Pam achas chashti be'enai be'kisri. I was in the city of Kisri and my eyes hurt and a sukkus. Hit Reb Yosi b'Rebbi lishan. Reb Yosi b'Rebbi permitted me to sleep. I umisham shema. I had a gabba. And somebody with me, and he's helping me, you know, getting the pillow ready, getting me a drink, whatever it was. And he's also, chutz l'sukkah, he's also at the patur from sleeping in the sukkah. Rav, shorah, he permitted, l'rav acha bardala, l'migna b'kilsa, the sukkah. He permitted them to sleep in a kilsa. Kilsa is a bed that has like these nets over it, right? And the reason why he had it, the Gemara says, Mashum Baki, there was mosquitoes. Right? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, the Migna Bekilso, they're halfway down in Rashi's, Afapishesh Lagag. So it's like a four-poster bed, right? They had this material over the bed, the Gavoya Asara, and those 10 Tvachim high, they have a Ki'ilu Chutz Sukkah, as if it was outside of the Sukkah, right? So therefore, he needed to do it because the mosquitoes were bothering him, it was a Mitzar, and he permitted, Rav permitted for Achabardula to sleep in such a type of a Sukkah. Oh, so Shail is, he's potter from a Sukkah. If there's mosquitoes there, then go inside. Right? So there is one mandama who says that a diras arai is not mavatol a diras keva. Right? And over here, this four-poster bed, it's a diras arai, it's on a bed, it's movable. It won't be mavatol, it means that it won't be taking you out of the sukkah. So since there is a shitta that taka holds, that you can sleep inside the kilo, inside the sukkah, so therefore, although we don't pass, we say, no, look, it's 10 tefachim high. It has a roof. You're not under the sukkah. You're underneath the canopy of the bed. But since there is a shitta, it says, yaitza, he wanted to fulfill that shitta, so he stayed inside the sukkah. Chot shul b'yaitza, according to that one shitta. So what happens if there's a bee inside the sukkah? Well, you must stare. So you can go inside. Is that what the Gemara is saying? Right, do you have bees inside the house? You can as well. You go back out into the sukkah.
Much bigger space.
What?
Much bigger area.
Yeah. If the whole pattern with tzar is that when I leave the sukkah, I won't have that tzar elsewhere. If you have the tzar elsewhere, then it's not going to help you really. Right, so it's a chos over here. These mosquitoes were only inside the sukkah, inside the house. They weren't there. He built the killer. He was safe from them.
So you had in the sukkah in the park. You must sit on a bench. You're somewhere. Yeah. Sit on the sukkah. Both of you can get wet.